Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is what the Arizona Cardinals need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Christopher Passo from the With the First Pick podcast here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that has picks number 4 and 27 in the first round. All right, let's jump into the old NFL mock draft database simulator here at number 4. All right, I'm going to ask you the question that has to be asked, Traps.
Yes.
Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers?
I like Malik Nabers more. I've heard and read this that the Cardinals need and want like size at the position. And that's why like a lot of mock drafts have kind of leaned Marvin Harrison Jr. If it was just me as the GM, I would just say, look, they're not that big of a difference in terms of size. I would go Malik Nabers. Of course, they'll probably be getting a lot of trade phone calls about trading back and then maybe back up like they did last year with the Texans and then trading back up to get Paris Johnson. I would go Nabers, but if you want Marvin Harrison Jr., it's just kind of like just flipping a coin because I think they're both elite prospects.
Yeah, let's go Malik just to mix it up. Malik Nabers is okay. A really, really, really good football player.
And there's yards after the catch is through the roof.
And there's a chance in real life that he, in fact, is the first wide receiver taken. At number 27, Sweet Mercy Alive, Byron Murphy's still there. They need help on the inside.
That's Chop's name?
Yeah.
I did not know that was Chop's name. I was like, is that a typo? I was like, oh, yeah,
it's Chop. No, that's it.
Okay, what are you thinking here at 27?
Let's see. We got Byron Murphy, got Chop. We don't need A.D. Mitchell, although that would be hysterical. Interior offensive line help. Go hit the tackle button real quick because they have Paris Johnson Jr.
But they need more.
Yeah, get someone on the right side. I don't want to take Jordan Morgan this high, I don't think.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
know. How 27.
Yeah. All right, hit the all button again, Harry. Let's see what else we have here. What else do we want to do?
I don't hate Chop here or Darius Robinson. Like, I like either. Chop more than most. I know he's a little smaller, but I think in terms of just explosion, bend, dip around the corner, like he's outside of Dallas Turner, like he's right up there to me. Just in terms of getting to the quarterback, the fastest of any edge rusher.
It's funny you say that. I've had Darius Robinson going here in the past, but as Mr. Spielman is pointing out to me, Jonathan Gannon had a lot of success with Hassan Reddick types.
Yes. Yeah. Smaller.
So
exactly.
Chop Robinson makes sense. Let's Chop. Go. So you get Malik and Chop, two of the
two
best athletes.
Yeah.
The whole entire draft class. Back on the clock at 35.
Okay, feel a little better about maybe Morgan here. Sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel a little bit better about Morgan here, but let me throw this out before we get too far ahead of ourselves. Ennis Rakestraw sitting right there. I love him. I don't know how you are in Ennis. Hit the cornerback button.
He didn't test particularly well, which kind of would scare me a little. They do need corner though, for sure. Like this is not a team that's loaded at the cornerback spot.
And hit the tackle button just to see what we have depth wise. Cause we're on the clock at 66. So Kingsley Sumatea, I don't love, but I know some teams like him a little bit.
But his athleticism, you can see it, but his 2022 was like way better than last year.
Yes, I agree with that. Patrick Paul is an option at right tackle.
Scroll down a little, Harry.
Yeah, scroll down a little. Got Blake Fisher.
Okay, there was Amagaji, the Rose Garden.
Gonclaves I like, but I like him inside. And then hit the cornerback button real quick, Harry. Let's see. TJ Tampa I like. Mikey I like as a slot guy.
If you like Rakestraw here, it's a little higher than I have him graded, but he was getting first-round buzz before he didn't really have that great of a combine. So if you're just like, hey, I trust the film more than his workout. I think he's a good football player.
I love Ray Straw.
At a position that they certainly need. They need that number one corner on this defense.
He's got some Devin Witherspoon edge to him, too. Mm-hmm, all right, let's do Ray Straw here, and then let's see what we got at 66 for the tackles.
We should swing back to that.
So Patrick Paul is there. Oh, no, he just went off the board. Dang it, Harry.
Like
how'd you let that happen?
Before, it seemed like.
All right, So I don't want Amagaji this high.
And yeah. I think he's going to be a great – he's like Trey Smith tackle – or guard, I mean. I think him on the inside is a lot better than at tackle.
All right. So, I don't think there's a right tackle that we take this high. Jatavion Sanders is there, but you have Trey McBride. Anything jump out to you?
In terms of the all, no, not really. Kind of in a weird spot.
What's the interior offensive line situation look like? Hit guard. There we go. I love Christian Haynes.
Me too. He's my number one, like just pure guard. I feel like a lot of the guards in this class are like tackles who have to bump inside. He just rocked on a bad team at UConn for the last couple of years. I wouldn't hate that here. I mean, this site has him ranked 64, 66. Christian Haynes, I think, would make a lot of sense.
I think he's a day two guy all day long. And they have Elijah Wilkinson, Froholt, and Will Hernandez as the interior offensive line right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
all right, Christian Haynes, it is. That. Come on down. He can play guard, probably play center if you need him to. Now we're at 71, man. They got a ton of great picks.
Yeah, they have like six in the top 90, I believe.
Let's
go back to wide receiver because I still feel like I love Greg Dortch, but they trade Rondale Moore, who's kind of like their slot, like number three, number four.
Oh my gosh. This is a good class here, man.
I would go Javon Baker all day. I don't know. And I know he's the guy that like a lot of people have gravitated toward. I think
at 71,
even in the third round, what do you think about him there?
Yes, I know that's your guy. You've been dancing on the table for him for months now. I'll give you Javon Baker.
Just to add more for Kyler.
There are some dudes still available, which is crazy. But yeah, Javon Baker gives you two wide receivers. And now we are to pick 90.
What about the linebacker spot? See if there's, it's not a great class. I don't think, but.
Yeah, they signed Mac Wilson. They have Kaiser White, and they don't have a whole lot else. Jeremiah Trotter, I like his game. I like Cedric Gray a little less. I would take Trotter here.
Yeah, I think Trotter has like starter upside. And at 77, third round pick, like you're plugging him in to be one of your starters right away.
Let's do it.
All right, now I think we're at pick 90, I believe. It's there's 90.
Was 90.
That was 90. They're at 104 now. They're loaded with early picks. It's like the opposite of the.
So look, man. Sed Van Praan's still there. You just got Christian Haynes. You can remake the offensive line. Kalen Book, if you want some safety help, their safeties. I mean, they have Buda Baker. They have Jalen Thomas, so they're okay there. But if you want to add some depth, Dorless,
what do you think? Yeah, what about Dorless? Like, he's an interesting guy in that he's like half edge, half D-line.
Yeah.
Or like interior. I think his versatility that you're drafting someone to almost play two different positions on a defensive line that's not very good.
He's like a poor man's Darius Robinson. So
I like Brandon Dorless.
Dorless. Absolutely. All right, let's do Brandon Dorless. Harry, let's and this for fun. Let's take a look at the running backs. Theo Johnson's still there. I love him at tight end. All right.
Ooh, what about Marshawn Lloyd?
If Marshawn Lloyd's still there, I look, man, their situation is such they have LJ Collier, who is, you know, overdrafted back in the day. They have Zaven Collins, their former first round pick. At running back, they have James Conner. Amari DeMarcado had a good season last year. They just signed DJ Dallas. All right, look at the overall. Thank you for that, Harry. Let's look at the overall.
Ooh, there's look, your man, boy Sinnott. I love Sinnott. Sinnott.
Yes, I'm taking Sinnott. You have Trey McBride.
I would pick Sinnott too.
Elijah Higgins is the conversion from
didn't you tell me at the combine that Rick compares Sinnott to Sam Laporta?
He does, and Ben Sinnott was telling teams that he was that's his comp for himself, Sam Laporta. He's a great player. This is a steal here. He could end up being better than Trey McBride, and I like Trey coming out. All right. What pick are we on here, Harry? This is pick number 162.
62. Okay, 162. So this is when you have 11 picks, you're gonna maybe double up. I like Gabriel Murphy quite a bit. He's kind of like he and Mo Kamara are those two like undersized but like polished edge rushers that are just slippery.
All right. Before you do that, let me throw a couple names at you.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Christian Jones is our right tackle. You move Paris Johnson over to the left side. If you scroll down a little bit, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson is there as well if you want some.
Whoa. So I think like you... what you said earlier, that the safety group, that's one spot that I think the Cardinals, at least for this year, can feel pretty good about.
Yeah, they're fine.
Christian Jones, I mean, for as much as I do like Gabriel Murphy, I like Christian Jones even more. And I think it's harder to find like a big, powerful, and kind of nasty offensive tackle. And that's kind of what Christian Jones is.
And he made huge strides from 2022 to 2023. Yes, he has a chance to win the right tackle job. And then Paris can play on the left side. And then you're cooking. So we have Christian Haynes. We got Christian Jones. Oh, man.
The rework in the offensive line.
This team is going to win 17 games. All right. Who are we just asking about? See if Gabriel Murphy's there. Look, go back to the edge rush button, if you don't mind, producer Harry. His brother's there. Grayson. Scroll back up, and you have Brennan Jackson. Prisco's a huge Brennan Jackson guy. I'm okay.
Big, long, athletic. He's fun, but he wasn't super duper productive at Washington State.
Hit the all button again, Harry. Let's see what we got.
What about back to running back? Did we pick a running back? No.
Yeah. Let's go RB.
Clearly, yeah. I like to go running backs late.
Tyrone Tracy's there. Dylan Lobe. Gerard Jordan, who was sort of the workhorse, ironically enough, but with Isaac Garrido there. Cody Schrader, Frank Gore Jr.
There's no one that really jumps out. If there's anyone at running back, because I do think that's a spot that they could address.
Yeah, I might wait.
Okay.
Because I think these guys have a chance to be there. And then Aeneas is still there. I like Nehemiah Pritchett. I don't know how many. Oh, there's Tyron Hopper. If we want to get some juice at linebacker.
Maybe some juice at the linebacker spot. Yeah. They picked that Auburn offensive line or that Auburn linebacker last year. His name's escaping me. But they do need more athleticism beyond Zaven Collins in that linebacker group.
Oh, yeah. They got Owen Popo, who's a similar type player.
Yes, they are very similar. Owen Popo, yeah. You're right. He ran like sub 4.4 last year coming out.
Yeah, Hopper. I loved his tape. Yeah, so hit the Hopper button, producer Harry. And we have one more pick, so we can check the running backs if you want. Oh, Joe Milton's still there. Do you want developmental Joe Milton?
Well, that would intrigue me.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean,
here's the thing. He might be better than Des Ritter. If you could take his arm and put it in Des Ritter's body, you would have friggin' the best player ever.
Let's go to quarterback and see if Joe Milton's still there.
I thought I saw his name.
Or did he get maybe?
Oh, he just got picked? Dang it, Harry. Front. Oh, we just lost out on him. All right.
So let's just go running back and pick someone who's explosive. We're kind of missing out on him.
Vidal had a good Senior Bowl out of Troy. I liked him a little bit.
Yeah, I think Vidal's, I mean, they clearly are not looking to.
Amani Bailey's another good player, TCU.
A high-profile running back. I think Vidal out of Troy would be fine here. I would just like them to add one more running back to that group.
All right, done and done. I think that's all the picks, right, Harry?
Yeah, I think all 11.
Crushed it. All right. Quick recap here. Malik Nabers, instead of Marvin Harrison Jr., you get Chop Robinson, Rakestraw in the secondary. Christian Haynes, another big play wide receiver, Javon Baker, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Brandon Dorless, Ben Sennett. Oh, my gosh. Christian Jones.
It's a good Hopper. Class, man. It's a
That's
good a haul.
Great class. Maybe one of our best classes ever. And Kamani Vidal to wrap it out. All right. That wraps up the perfect Cardinals draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.